This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join us today, and we're continuing our series on the touch of God, because when God touches your life, you can never be the same again. What a wonderful thing it is for God to touch our lives. There is nothing else that can compare. And we were reading yesterday in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 10. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity. When goods increase, they increase who eat them. So what profit have the owners except to see them with their eyes? Again, here the Bible deals with the core issue, which is things were never designed to satisfy you. Fact is, things will never satisfy you. I don't know, a lot of people say, well, try me, give me the lotto numbers and I'll prove to you that it will bring happiness. It may bring a degree of temporary happiness, but invariably, if you can't be happy here, you won't be happy there, because things cannot make you happy. And I believe what the Bible verse here is indicating really what it is. It's a signpost. It's pointing up, and it's simply saying satisfaction is not found in the things of this world. Rather, it's found in knowing God, in knowing your Creator. So God is the Creator of all men. And, you know, the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, 22, we read it yesterday, for in Him we live and move and have our being. God is the Creator of all men, and we must therefore serve Him humbly and gladly, because life will always leave you empty, dissatisfied, and disillusioned if it is not lived for Him. Try living for yourself and see where it brings you. Try living for another person and see where that brings you. It will never bring true happiness. We must live for God. This is why there is a gap between the fingers of God and Adam. When you look at the beautiful fresco in the Sistine Chapel, the touch of God, where God reaches out to touch Adam, there's a gap, as small as it is, between their fingers. And that was put there deliberately because it symbolizes how perfection is ultimately impossible in this life. So don't turn your back on God. Don't ignore, neglect, or put on the long finger your relationship with God. You have been invited into the King's service, so don't resist or delay. Jonah chapter 2 verse 8, those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. The NIV, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. The NLV, those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies. You see, many miss out on the touch of God because ultimately they are idolaters. They love sleep, sex, food, money, popularity, fame, or entertainment more than God. And 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 4 talks about being a lover of pleasure rather than a lover of God. And so, which describes you? Are you a lover of God, or rather, are you a lover of pleasure? Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And let me say this, it's so much easier to get up in the morning when you remind yourself that the King is waiting for you downstairs. Do you cherish the touch of God in your life? Are you actively pursuing it? This isn't an exhaustive list, but over the coming days, I want to share some secrets to the touch of God on your life. And the first one is prayer. Because prayer is key to the touch of God in your life. Psalm 63 and 1, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsted for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What a beautiful verse. O God, You're my God. Early will I seek Thee. Do you seek God first? You know, there's a principle in the Word of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You see, if God's not first in your life, invariably you will end up in the wrong place, because you will have, by not putting God first, your values are misplaced. And when you have misplaced values, you will end up in all sorts of awkward situations. And that's why we start with prayer, because prayer is key to the touch of God in your life. So again, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Charles Spurgeon said this, 9 times out of 10, falling away from God begins in the neglect of private prayer. And I think all of us, to one degree or another, could confess that we have neglected prayer at times. and maybe you've become extra busy in your job. Maybe you've been sleeping in the mornings. Maybe you've all sorts of drama going on in your life. And sometimes we can begin to neglect prayer because we are so busy. But if you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. Hosea 10 verse 12 says, "Sow to yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, because it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you." And so, you know what? There's a time to seek the Lord. And I believe that time has come, particularly as we look at our society and the chaos, the confusion, the immorality, the darkness, the perversion. You know, it's an indication that we need to be seeking the Lord. "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you." Back in 1991, I knelt by the foot of my bed and prayed a very simple prayer. My mom had led me in the prayer of salvation a few days earlier, and I'd prayed it in obedience, I suppose, just to get her off my back. But I wasn't changed, because I guess I really wasn't thinking too deeply about what she was asking me to pray. However, as I was on my knees praying before I went to bed, a few nights later, the Lord put it on my heart. And I know now it was God speaking to me, but I remember hearing a voice on the inside saying, "Do you believe it?" And I said, "Yes, Lord, of course I believe you died on the cross, and I believe you rose from the dead." And in that moment, I felt like fireworks went off on the inside of me, and I felt like somebody poured a bucket of honey over my head. And like I said, I only prayed a very simple prayer, but my life was never the same again. My life was changed, because I believe in that moment, God touched me. Fact is, in that moment, my life actually began, because I was born again. And my heart was transformed. And I remember before that trying to read the little Gideon's Bible, and it might as well have been written in French or German or whatever language you want to think. It was, as the saying goes, double Dutch to me. I couldn't understand the Bible. But from that moment, after receiving Christ as my Savior, suddenly I had an appetite to read the Bible. And I never went back to the nightclubs or the parties or the women or the whiskey, because I had tasted something that was not of this world. Psalm 34 and verse 8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." It is so important that we take time to seek the Lord, and that we allow him to do what he wants to do in our hearts. Since that time, I can say some of the most precious memories I've had have been when I was on my own in the early hours of the morning. I remember in 1998, I answered the call of God, went to Bible school in Texas. And, you know, it was a culture shock. It was quite different to Ireland. And I was away from my family, my friends, everything that was familiar. But God was doing a deep work in my heart. And there was no spare room to pray, so to speak, but there was a kitchen. I was staying in a house with another three or four guys. And so, because in the evening they were watching TV and there was noise and there was music and there was games and things going on, I needed somewhere to pray. And so I started getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning to pray. And I loved the quietness of those early hours of the morning. Just me and the Lord, just talking to him. God touched my life during that time in a very deep way. He changed me, and he will change you if you will but just give him some time. Give some time to reading the Bible. Give some time to prayer. And remember, part of praying, just like part of communication in a marriage, effective communication isn't just speaking, it's listening. And so part of our prayer life must be where we just open our ear to listen, to hear, to allow the Lord to speak. And I treasure so many of those memories. I carry them in my heart. And again, what they are, they're a foretaste of what awaits all of us in heaven when we're going to be with the Lord forever. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So praise the Lord. We're looking forward to that day when we're going to be with Jesus. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here in UCB Ireland as we continue our series on The Touch of God. God bless you.